Now, it was almost a year ago to the day that the UN heard from an American president who was unabashedly proud of our country, who knew that America is freest when we're strong, happy, prosperous.
For decades, the same tired voices proposed the same failed solutions, pursuing global ambitions at the expense of their own people. But only when you take care of your own citizens will you find a true basis for cooperation. As president, I have rejected the failed approaches of the past, and I am proudly putting America first, just as you should be putting your countries first.
Oh, what a difference a year makes.
As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises, wherein lie enormous opportunities, if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we meet the threat of challenging climate, or will we suffer the merciless march of ever-worsening droughts and floods, more intense fires and hurricanes, longer heat waves, and rising seas?
And so, giving out those speeches, the show is electrically challenging. If we only would do it, what Joe says, we could be a great country in a world.
You sound like a drunk.
That's right.
A little bit.
A little in my coffee.
Have you been heavy a little in your coffee?
A little bit this morning.
I got you. Just a little bit. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Joe on the world stage, it never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, but it's pretty crazy.
Hey, it's Thursday.
I'm
looking forward to some life hacks.
I've got them.
Do you have one on how to get wet leaves to just crawl into the leaf bag by themselves?
I don't, but there's always a leaf blower.
This is true. Yeah.
Do you have a leaf blower?
I do. I've got a battery-powered one for light duty, and then I have the electric one. Yeah.
Okay.
And it does a good job. Bought it at a garage sale. Best garage sale purchase maybe that
ever.
I've ever made, other than my Sony transistor radio, which I love. I mean, this was the cat's meow in like 1982.
So when did you buy that?
I bought it when I started my life over again.
Oh, okay. Transistor radio?
Yep. When I started over, you know, a lot of things went with the first wife. And that was fine.
Yeah.
But dadgummit, I made a huge purchase this one day. It was, I wish I'd had more cash on me. It's where I bought the leaf blower, and I bought the transistor radio, and I bought two or three other things. And I'll tell you, one of them you would enjoy because you love to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
One is an ice holder, and it is the head of a medieval, you know, soldier. And it's the iron, you know, headpiece that you wear. And you open up the top. And there is a little, you know, plastic dish to hold ice. It's the coolest thing.
That is bizarre.
And I spent $3 on it.
Do you use it often?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've had it out.
A medieval ice head.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that, I can safely say.
People look at it and go, what is that? I said, open it up and see.
Ice. So and you're taking ice out of someone's brain.
And believe it or not, it puts
a whole new meaning to brain freeze, doesn't it?
It's the exact size of a Cool Whip, you know, regular size Cool Whip. So if it ever breaks, I can just eat some whipped cream and I'm set again for another 5 years.
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of that.
I'm going to dig it out.
I'm having trouble picturing it.
Yeah.
All right, we got our thought of the day for this Thursday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When joy is habit, love is a reflex.
Wow.
You can't help but love people if you're joyful.
Yeah.
I believe that's true.
Love is a reflex.
When joy is a habit, love is a reflex.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
All right.
That's good.
434-248-0704. That is our text number, which we give you because we want you to participate in our Mind Jam Trivia. Trying to get the brain moving this morning.
Yeah, open up the lid and pull an ice cube or two out of your brain and see if you can get the answer to this. I like this. They're all funny and they're all good, but this one I'm excited about because I know what the answer is, but I won't share. On this day in history, in 1962, I would have been 4 years old, ABC's first color TV series is broadcast. What was that series? The first colored TV series on ABC.
So I will say this. I wasn't born when this happened, but I did enjoy the show.
Okay.
I will say that much.
All right.
I enjoyed it a lot. And probably if I saw it in a rerun today, I'd probably stop and watch it.
Oh, I would. I would definitely stop and watch
it. For sure.
Because it's been a while since I've seen it.
434-248-0704. Make your bet and let us know. On this day in history, 1957, this song by Buddy Holly and the Crickets reaches number one.
That'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
We were talking yesterday about how this is one of the few songs that we love the original and
the remake. Yeah.
We love the remake.
Linda Ronstadt did it, and Ronstadt.
Ronstadt, yeah.
Sorry. And
I don't know who Linda Ronstadt is.
Well.
Not the one that did that song.
No. She did a remake of that and just did such a great job.
Yeah, and we enjoy both of them.
Mm-hmm.
In 1969, Northern Star and Illinois University newspaper start rumors that Paul McCartney is dead.
And I am old enough to remember hearing these. I mean, the world was upside down when the news came
out. You said it was terrible.
It was.
There were rumors that Paul McCartney was dead. Now, who is to blame for that rumor?
He's an American DJ, so you guys are to blame.
Yeah.
Not you personally, but... No, the thing is, you know, I just laughed it off, but it was a little bit strange because people did start looking at me like, yeah. Is it him or a very good double?
You said that
people
were
really
genuinely...
believed it. They thought there was a fill-in, a stunt guy for Paul McCartney or something. I mean, if this guy was not the real McCartney, some of the things that were done after 1969 by McCartney were amazing.
Right.
So, no, it was him.
It's funny that that kind of conspiracy.
Can you imagine if that happened today with the internet?
Well, it does happen. It happens all the time.
Yeah. But, I mean, with like a McCartney-type figure... Well, it but would they, be like, they have, wow.
But they've done it. They've done it with Matthew McConaughey. They've done it with, I mean, there's just all these.
Really?
All these
I did not
Eric
know.
Eric Estrada.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Pouch.
What Ponch.
Ponch, yeah.
You're having trouble remembering names
today. I am this morning. Maybe I need to, you told me the guy puts like 17, you know, Splendas in his coffee or something.
Eight.
Okay.
Just eight.
I exaggerated.
Just eight.
but just eight.
No such thing
if
as
If they
just
were
eight.
Sweet and Lows, now that would be, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he likes a little coffee with his Splenda.
Yeah, there you go.
In 1977, we were just talking about
this
how
is funny, yeah.
Charlie's Angels premiered on this day yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on this day in 1977, Cheryl Ladd replaces Farrah Fawcett on the TV show Charlie's Angels.
And I forgot until we talked about it that she's her younger sister on the show.
Right.
This is a little interaction between the two.
I really wouldn't hurt any of you. For anything, especially you.
Soft.
Well, to be very honest, I thought for a while there I'd lost you. So you know what? Let's not do this again.
Okay.
Let's not. Bygones. Absolutely.
That's right, bygones. I'm leaving the show.
That's your favorite angel, though.
Yeah, I like Cheryl Ladd.
Her voice kind of got on my nerves.
Did it?
Yeah, okay. Even as a child.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Wow.
In 1986, Congress selects the rose as the U.S. national flower.
I did not know you were the flower.
I didn't know either.
Wow.
Now we know.
Gosh, how old were you then?
It was bound to happen. I was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. Birthdays today. We have some celebrity ones.
Oh, yes.
Singer Julio Iglesias turned 77.
Now, this is the part where I tell you to sit back and drink a little coffee.
How many hits could he have possibly had?
These are all his duets.
Oh, dear.
Not all of them, just a few. I'm calling it my Julio triple threat.
Duets with Julio Iglesias. All of you. With Diana Ross. When you tell me that you love me, Dolly Parton.
Shining like a candle in the dark.
I remember that
And of course, the most famous, me and Julio. I mean, Willie and Julio.
To all the girls I once caressed, and may I say I found the best for helping me to grow. And I didn't stub my toe. To all the girls I've loved before,
Willie and Julio.
When the change it always blows.
Oh, there he is. Okay. I'm like, that was not Willie. You butchering Willie Nelson.
Oh, I was butchering Julio there.
It was far too early for that.
Sorry.
Far too early.
Oh, I can't see out of my glasses. It's such an honor to sing with Julio.
Wow. He had a lot of duets.
He did. Actually, there are several that I didn't get to.
Before I do this next one, okay, are we actually going to hear him? Or
we are going to hear from the boss.
I know this show's on a budget, and I know we work on a shoestring.
Oh, we lost the shoestring yesterday. It broke.
Apparently. Rocker Bruce Springsteen is having a birthday today. He turned 71.
I'm going to make this a choice for you, Janet. I've got Born.
I would rather you not sing with it.
Well, I'm not singing okay. with it. Born okay. in the USA or Born to Run, which would you rather hear?
I don't like him, so USA.
All right. It's really good drums, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here he is, Bruce Springsteen.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA now.
There you go.
Okay.
I kept it short.
You did. He's 71.
71.
And then finally, actor Jason Alexander is having a birthday today. He turned 61.
I'm going to set up the scene. This is the one episode where Elaine recorded into a cassette or something, some kind of recording device.
She left a message.
Very sensual.
A sensual message.
And they didn't know it was Elaine. Mm. And this is what happens.
You told him!
He threatened me. Where did you... Elaine. I have to tell you something.
George, no.
No.
George, I'm telling you...
What is it?
I'm very attracted to you.
I found it!
Here comes
Kramer
to the rescue.
Heaven knows
investigating what. Who was on that tape. I found a hair. Anyway,
I love Seinfeld.
It's funny.
So much
funny stuff.
All right, Mind Jam trivia today.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it. Here
434-248-0704 is our text number.
On this day in history, in 1962, ABC's first color TV series is broadcast. What is that series? I have a guess over here. I got a personal text. Disney was the guess.
Oh,
that's pretty good guess.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
We've had some good guesses. We'll be back with those and the actual answer here on the Morning Jam.
It's 6:19.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love.
The right choice. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Meet George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Jane took all of his money.
Yeah.
Left him with like a 20, I think.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine with
he's
that.
He's fine. I mean, it's not a problem.
I'm surprised they didn't have like cards back then, 1962, they were very forward-thinking.
I'm sure they did. I wish they had that thing where you could just like put your face in it, it would just stamp your makeup on. I wish that was a real thing. Yeah, that was the answer. We had a lot of good guesses.
Did we? Okay.
Lassie. Somebody had guessed Lassie.
Yeah, and that's a great guess.
That was a great guess. There was several good guesses, but that wasn't the answer. The answer was the Jetsons, the first color TV series, was broadcast.
I could have used some of those amenities.
And somebody said Gunsmoke.
But, oh, Gunsmoke, yeah.
It did go color.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So.
I could have used some of those amenities from the Jetsons this morning. Was not a good morning for me.
To speed things up.
Yeah, because the wife is away for a few days, and I'm.
Yeah, you're ready for her to come home, aren't you?
I'm doing it all. I have to tell you, I got four mouths to feed, not including mine, which didn't get fed, by the way, until I got in my vehicle down the road. Because guess what? I left my cut apple and prunes, which I nibble on during the show. I only eat two prunes, no big deal. So
it just makes me laugh.
It's sitting in the refrigerator at home. That was one thing. The other thing was I'm walking down because Oliver is this dog that just, you've got to do whatever it takes for him to eat. If you're a fireman and you're ready to jump down the pole and Oliver's eating, you got to wait. Sorry, you got to wait until he's done. So he didn't eat a whole lot this morning. So I'm carrying his food down from the bedroom into the kitchen, and I hit something. I don't even know what I hit, but it knocked all the food everywhere. So now I'm cleaning that up this morning.
So it was a rough morning.
It was a rough morning. The only relief that I got was when I pulled into McDonald's and said, give me a number five.
And was
sandwich
it actually
only.
Was it actually a number five?
Yeah, it was a number five. No, they hadn't switched the numbers on
because
me.
Because honestly, folks, I don't know that if you
happened.
Caught that show.
Oh my gosh. But I was devastated.
But when that happened, the man lost it.
I did.
He was pretty upset.
They made a number two, a number five, and they didn't tell me.
apparently they didn't get the memo.
We need to get the numbers up on number two, so we're making it number five. Anyways, that's a whole play on words right there.
All righty.
So I'm recovering now. Now, at least I remembered my hot drinks. Oh, by the way, one last thing.
Okay.
On the way out the door.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm trying to be good.
Right.
Even though I stopped at McDonald's. I'm bringing hot coffee and my hot orange juice, or it's not orange juice, but a vitamin C drink that I do every day. That's the one that the lid wasn't sealed all the way, and it tilted over and burned my arm going out the door. So I can't count how many times I blurted out a few words this morning.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your arm's loaded down, you're trying to get over the doggy gate. I get it.
I don't have to fight the gate at least.
Well, I do.
Your gate, yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, no doubt about it. So there is a report that came out of the Harrisonburg area.
Yeah.
There were numerous reports that came in Friday morning of a ground-shaking boom. Have you heard of this?
I have. This is the first.
All right. Well, NASA says it was a fireball exploding in the sky.
What kind of fireball?
Like a meteor.
Oh, really? Entering into the atmosphere.
Power outages also reported in Hardy County.
Wow.
Initial reports came in as a possible explosion in Shenandoah County, but no explosion was found. WHSV reported that suspicions then turned to a possible earthquake.
Okay.
And dozens of earthquake reports were sent to volcanodiscovery.com, but the earthquake was not reported. Satellite data did pick up on lightning flashes over Hardy County around 10:30 in the morning, but there were no storms in the area. This indicated something came from the sky, and that something was a very large meteor called a bolide.
Interesting.
WTOP space reporter Greg Redfern says that a fireball is a large meteor that's brighter than the planet Venus. A bolide is a fireball that explodes. And the bolide Friday morning likely had two explosions. Isn't that interesting?
That is because, it seems to me that we would have like warning of that because of all the different technologies that are out there. That we'd say, hey,
not.
Something might be coming.
Well, they say daytime meteor events are very rare.
Okay.
And they depend on eyewitness reports and meteor cameras.
Well.
And the problem with eyewitness reports is that it was very cloudy and the viewing was obscured.
Sure.
With meteor cameras, they're turned off during the daytime hours to protect the cameras from sunlight. And because it's rare for that to happen during the day.
Wow.
So NASA is still investigating the event that occurred on September 17th, according to their Meteoroid Facebook page. And they're looking for more reports and will continue to update. That's exciting.
Well, it's
Teresa,
exciting.
Thanks for sending that in to
scary
us.
Scary at the same time.
I love it when our listeners send us stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. I don't want any more. But but it's
yes, exactly.
and I don't want them here. But
right.
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, great.
I would have never of all the things I would have thought that maybe it was, that would not have been one of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy.
Well, there you go.
All right, we've got our update coming up with Kimberly McBroom. She's going to be telling us about the opponents of the Mountain Valley Pipeline and what's going on there. Liberty is seeing a drop in COVID cases. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Blue Ridge Rock Festival update as they're getting some positive tests from that event.
Right. Yeah, and we thought that might be
not
the case.
Not a big shocker there.
No,
so.
Not at all.
We'll get her to tell us more about that. We'll be back.
All right. It is 8:30, almost 8:31. CBS News will have some updates for you as well on some national news. A lot going on at the border. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show.
Beginning to feel a lot like fall. 55 degrees in Salem, 57 in Danville, and in Roanoke, 55 in Bedford, and 57 in Lynchburg.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, something else you love and that I love, and that's our little furry friends.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about them a lot on the show. Haven't seen any complaints yet, people complaining. Have they complained to you? You guys just talk about your dogs too much.
Nah, no. They talk about their dogs too.
Yeah.
They're texting me about their dogs. And if I'm lucky, they send photos of their dogs and cats.
Well,
and
we're not
critters.
Raising kids anymore, so we got dogs instead. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's true.
So it's just like talking about your kids. Mm. Anyways,
which is also annoying. But anyway.
With more than 300 pets in need of homes and critical shortages of both staff members and veterinarians, the Franklin County Humane Society is cutting its hours and cutting its adoption prices, that's interesting, for a number of furry friends because they want to move these furry friends out into good homes. We have to make some difficult changes, they said, for the time being, hoping that it's a short-term issue. Starting Tuesday, the 28th, Humane Society says adoption center hours will be scheduled from noon to 3, Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturday for both dogs and cat adoptions through the center will be open until 4 p.m. So there you go. A good way to help them out is maybe to, if you're ready and you're at a good point, because Janet and I have talked about this, you know, don't just do it out of guilt. You know, make a commitment to the animal, because otherwise it's going to end up again at some kind of a shelter. Also, you know, support your local shelters because they're doing a great work.
Turning our sights to the south side now, after a teenager died in a Saturday night shooting at the Danville, Pennsylvania County Fair, the fairgrounds and Crime Stoppers are each offering thousands of dollars for information. According to officials, a fight broke out at the fairgrounds, which then continued into the parking lot and turned into a fatal shooting around 11:30 on Saturday night. Pennsylvania County Sheriff's Office says a minor died as a result of the shooting. Neighbors and friends say that the victim was 16-year-old Josh Roan, a football player at Bartlett Yancey High School in North Carolina. On Wednesday, the Sheriff's Office announced that fairgrounds organizers plan to offer a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those involved in Saturday's fatal shooting. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania County Crime Stoppers are also offering a reward of up to $5,000 in exchange for information about that they need, according to authorities. So if you have any information about this deadly shooting, you're asked to reach out to Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous while still being eligible for the rewards.
Okay. Went to a football game. I think I shared that on Monday. Went to see Liberty play Old Dominion. It's quite an exciting game. It was a blowout. First half, it looked like it could turn into a real game. Second half, Liberty kept the commanding lead and beat those guys pretty good. But it's interesting that Liberty, having a good season so far, they're 3-0, and they go up to Syracuse this weekend, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and that could be a very important game, beating a school like Syracuse. And it seems to me, at least according to this article, that the whole idea of having a winning football team is helping Liberty transform Lynchburg into a major city. It's according to this article, their growth is really unreal. Who knows, LU might have the potential to be, and they're talking now about the general growth of the school. A lot of good things happening up on campus besides the downturn in the COVID numbers. They say that LU might have the potential, Janet, to be the next BYU or Notre Dame. I know that was one of the dreams of Dr. Falwell.
It was.
He said he wanted it to be just like Notre Dame. So it looks like they could be on a pathway to doing that. And having a good football season certainly brings some good attention to your university. So go Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Said that yesterday. I'm partial because I graduated from there. Hell, many moons ago.
Many moons ago. All right. Galax police are sending word out to citizens about a scam that's been circulating around town. The scam involves contacting citizens, telling them they missed jury duty, and requesting they buy a prepaid gift card to pay the fine. Or in these cases, they're calling it bail.
Oh, gee.
The department says you will never be asked to purchase a prepaid gift card, nor should you ever give someone the numbers off that gift card over
right.
the phone.
Mm.
They say scammers are making their phone numbers appear to be legitimate when in fact they're not. It's called spoofing.
Mm-hmm.
Galax police say they will never tell citizens to avoid coming to the police department when they have a warrant out for them.
Mm-hmm.
There are other tips that the department offers to identify scammers like this, which can be found in the Facebook post at the Galax Police Department. So now, here we do want to make sure that we're clear on this, though.
Yes.
There are penalties if you, in fact, don't show up for jury duty, but they'll just send you that bill in the mail. So
right.
You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to get a prepaid card. You get a nice little envelope. You can send it back in.
So I have to do a little house cleaning here on the air. Because if I don't tell you now, I'll forget later.
Yeah.
It could affect our Facebook page. I got an email somehow to my business, you know, our station email here.
Okay.
Yesterday saying that we have done something, some kind of a copyright violation. And I went back and looked at our posts, and I can't see where... So it wants me to enter information, like my phone number and my email, which they already have because they emailed it to me, which is weird.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just wondering if it's legit or not. So if our Facebook page goes down.
Probably not.
It might be. But I'm looking to see. We don't have any violations that I'm aware of.
No. No.
So
don't you click anything.
Well, when you click, I clicked on the link on my phone, and it took me to a, it's like four letters.
You
and
did click the link.
Yeah, but I didn't fill out any information on the link.
Yeah, but if you click the link, it could be a problem.
Well, I'd rather corrupt my phone because it's a whole lot easier to redo it all. But anyway, that could be a scam is my point why I'm saying all
Randy
this.
Randy says, yes, Mark, send me money for all your violations.
Well, I'm not aware of any violations because it showed up right after we posted a picture of me and the king, unless he's got some kind of algorithm out there that you can't use his image. The king being Richard Petty, who I got to meet
the
other day.
It's probably in fine print. It says he doesn't want to be photographed next to guys wearing Hawaiian shirts. It might be something like
and
that.
And or let me get out of the porta potty before you grab my hand.
Or it could be that driver's wife that you caught in mid-bike.
Oh, right, right.
It might have been that.
So I did get this.
You think?
Yeah. It says like APCC. request or something. I don't know. It was a weird. And I tried to, you know, I Googled that thing, that email and stuff, and I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
Because it doesn't say Facebook. If it says Facebook on the thing, but anybody can create that. You can steal an image and make it look like your Facebook.
I don't think it's
the link did not go to a Facebook page, which tells me there's something going on there.
I don't think it's. Hopefully, your phone's going to be okay.
Well, it's not doing anything funny yet.
Okay.
I mean, it's messed up anyways. The screen is cracked.
Very
now.
Good. Are you ready for a life hack?
I'm trying to nap. Yeah, give me a life hack for okay. Cracked screen.
It's like Life Hack Thursday.
Yes, it is.
You need to buy a new screen. That would be your life hack.
No.
Yeah, that's your life hack.
Dang.
Have you ever gone to use your dressings and you ended up pouring? You think you have the dressing with the little hole in it.
Oh my gosh, and you pour the whole thing in by accident.
You pour the whole thing in.
I've done it recently.
I have a life hack for you.
Okay, good.
Instead of removing the foil, you know, how you have to go in, you have to remove it.
Undo it, yeah.
You need to take a fork and poke two sets of holes in the foil.
One lets it breathe so it comes out.
And it doesn't come out all at once.
Interesting.
There you go.
I like it.
It's not going to come out so heavy. It also works with, you know, with oils and other things.
He ain't heavy. It's my salad.
You're very, very singy today.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Aren't you? You don't know why? You just are?
Maybe it was the burning of the liquid of my arm trying to get out the door today.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they're independently owned, family owned, and they do such a great job taking care of our community. Go by and see them today and check out that meat department. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. We're going to tell you about some of their specials they have coming up here in just a second. Well, it's fall time. You know what that means?
Mm.
It's soup time.
Oh, I could have used some yesterday. Yeah.
Well, this recipe is one that my boys in particular love.
Okay.
It's just very warm and hearty and comforting. It's called cheeseburger soup.
Wait. Stop the music.
Cheeseburger soup.
You are kidding me.
I'm not.
I didn't know it existed.
It does.
Back to the music.
And it's delicious. You're going to take a 3-quart saucepan and you're going to brown a 1/2 pound of ground beef. I have to use the whole pound because
I'm
they
okay
eat so
with
much
that.
Of it. I double the recipe, but for the sake of the recipe, 1/2 pound of ground beef. You're going to drain that and set it aside. In the same saucepan, you're going to saute 3/4 cup of onion. And 3/4 cup of carrots that you've shredded, and then 3/4 cup of diced celery. You're going to put in a tablespoon of butter, and you're going to saute that until all the veggies are tender. It'll take about 10 minutes to do that. Adding your basil and parsley, your broth, chicken broth, 3 cups of that, mm-hmm. 4 cups of peeled potatoes that have been diced, and then you're going to reduce the heat and cover it until the potatoes are tender. Then in a small skillet, you're going to melt the remaining butter, add in some flour, cook and stir it for 3 to 5 minutes until bubbly, add that to the soup, bring it back to a boil, and cook and stir it for 2 minutes, reduce to low, and then you're going to add in your cheeses and your milk, salt, and pepper, and stir it until all the cheese melts down, remove it from the heat, blend in some sour cream, put in your ground beef, and you're good to go.
Jeez.
It's really yummy. It's so good. You'll like it.
I left my apples at the house.
And
I
it tastes just
right
like
now.
A cheeseburger.
I know. That's the beauty of it.
I know. It's cheeseburger soup. It'll warm you up on a cold day. Check it out by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine, and you'll see all the recipes that have been tried and true by yours truly to pass on to you here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family-packed chicken thighs, just 85 cents a pound. Family-packed pork steaks and country-style ribs are $1.99 a pound. Crisco oil is $6.99 for a gallon bottle. Peter Pan peanut butter is two for $3, and Smucker's jam or jelly is two for $4. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 and join our VIP text club for exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Randy says that this should be your theme song.
Yeah.
Now that Kara's gone.
Yeah. Well, it fits. Thanks.
Thank God for the week.
Taking all your requests at 866-916-3776. No, that was good, Randy. I feel like poor pitiful me right now.
She'll be home soon.
She will be.
It'll be okay.
You know what she keeps telling me in the text she sends me? It's okay, honey. You can sleep in on Saturday. Like, that's going to fix everything. It's going to let me sleep in, yeah.
Right.
But it's not going to solve all the rest of my problems.
No, sleeping in. Will she be home?
No. She'll be home Saturday evening, yeah. Thank God.
So you won't be able to sleep in because the dogs are going to be like, get up.
Well, here's the thing. Romeo's on his little, 4 o'clock in the morning deal.
We're hungry.
Right. I try not to. Well, okay. Maybe too much information here, but I try not...
Don't make me queue up Linda Ronstadt again. I'll do it.
I try not to do my... if I have to go to the bathroom between 3 and 6, I just hold it because I want to sleep in till 7.
Right. Okay.
Because if I get up between those periods, he thinks it's time to get up.
Right.
And he gets in his little,
They want to know, is she telling you she's having a great time?
She's having an awesome time.
Oh, okay.
They're down in the St. Augustine area.
Oh, nice. Well,
and
they probably
she said, honey,
awesome
you have to come here with me because there's so many things to do.
Nice.
So many, and it's going to sound bad, just so many wineries and breweries.
Nope.
It's like, honey,
So your wife is out boozing it up and you're left with the dog.
I said, honey, you're a lush. No, this is a story. Can I tell the story real quick about the wine bottles?
Okay.
We only have a few wine bottles now on top of the cabinets because we had this wine theme going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first time her mom comes up and there's like 30 wine bottles on top of all.
And they don't drink. They're not drinkers.
Yeah. And so she said, honey, where did you get all those bottles? And she said, mom, we drank all them. And her mom goes, honey, have you become a lush?
Was she serious?
I think so.
Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of lushes,
okay.
President Biden
was
you thought I was going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, didn't you?
Well, she's that been known.
That would have been more appropriate.
She owns her own winery, doesn't she?
She does.
Jeez.
And most of the time looks like she has been sampling the wares, as one might say.
Yes.
But you've got some sound clips for us this morning.
Yeah, I have. And they're so, I'm going to give you a choice here again. You know how we love Senator Kennedy around here? He's just such a good old boy.
Yeah.
He's got some good horse sense. He's saying when it comes to the border and all this craziness, watch what they do, not what they say.
I can't think of a single presidential administration that has broken more plates in its first 9 months than the Biden administration. I mean, think about it. You were talking about it earlier. Afghanistan, inflation, crime, critical race theory, gas prices, the destruction of America's energy independence. And yet, of all of the president's screw-ups, there's not a single one greater than the crisis at the border. And it is a crisis. This year, over 2 million people will come into this country illegally, and we don't have the slightest idea who they are. Now, I think it's worth asking why. And to me, there are only one or two possible explanations. The first is incompetence. It may be that the president has put in charge of his immigration policy a bunch of pink-haired wokers who don't know their ass from their elbow. I use ass in the King James Bible sense. It may be that the president's put in charge of his immigration policy people who shouldn't be allowed to think for themselves because it's too dangerous. It may be that the president is put in charge of his immigration policy people who are bilingual. They speak English and stupid. Now, the second possibility is that this is all intentional, that the president believes in an open border policy, and you have to watch what people do, not what they say.
It's true. They are an ass. And I speak of the King James version of ass.
No, he doesn't. He does not. He
the totally, donkey.
He totally meant that. And look, I'm okay with it because I totally agree with
him. I want to know what the NIV version of it is.
Yeah, really. Oh, my goodness.
And one more soundbite by him, and it's a very short one. He's got a solution.
But we do know one thing. There's a solution, and it's very simple. All the president has to do is go back to what we were doing in December, the month before he took office. I'm talking about the Remain in Mexico program, the Safe Third Country agreements, the border wall, and deportation. It'll work. It worked then. It'll work now. All he's got to do is go back and do it.
Yep.
But will he do it? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
So we'll see. They can't seem to get anything. They can't seem to get on the same page with anything, even with the White House announced that they were going to do dispense the booster shot to nearly everyone.
Right.
That was the thing. Well, advisory group to the FDA said, no, can't do that. That's not going to happen. So it's like they don't even talk to anybody.
Right. To find out.
Go out and say things.
Exactly.
But then they're trying to control him so tightly.
Yeah.
But they don't even have hold of their messages.
We talked about it yesterday with the Prime Minister of England. Mm-hmm. He says, do you mind if we take a few questions? I mean, we usually take a few questions.
Right.
And Biden says, good luck.
Oh, yeah. That was
in the
Oval
Office. And then they ask some questions, and then his handlers come in. I mean, literally.
And we'll
thank you. We're done here.
Ask them to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it's just, and I've got Nigel Farage. If we get to his audio, he gives us a good idea of what Biden did to Britain on this trip, how they stabbed him in the back on some vaccine stuff, and it's all over Brexit because Obama didn't like Brexit, and neither does Joe, and they're making them go to the end of the line as far as the EU goes, because Biden made a big statement about we're going to make sure we get the vaccine out to other countries and this kind of thing.
Right.
And then Ducey yesterday, if we get to all this audio, he asked a simple question nobody's asked. Has Joe Biden ever been to the border since he's become a politician? That was interesting.
You mean a president?
Yeah. Well,
or
no,
ever.
just ever.
Oh.
As a senator for 40 years.
Has he ever been to the border?
And Jen couldn't answer it, so kind of catches her off guard. That was good. Hey, but beyond that, we've got an exciting interview coming up. Two of them next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Trey will be in. Trey Watkins around 7:30. You've got an interview
lined
up.
Lisa King's going to be in today. She is, we'll be talking to her by phone. But Lisa is running for the school board in Amherst County.
Right.
And is going to talk to us a little bit about the concerns that parents have and what propelled her to run for school board.
Awesome.
So we'll have that coming up.
Yeah, some good things happening across the state. I talked to a mom yesterday, Janet. She's running for council in the Campbell County area. And I said, you know what? I think it's going to take moms to save this state and this country. Yeah. Moms are really stepping up. We're going to hear from one in just a few minutes. It's the Morning Jam. We'll have some more life hacks out there too as well. Thanks for joining us.